All? It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Fridays are our favorite day here at the morning show because, as you know, each Friday we host an interesting islander, and we're pleased to introduce to you today Dr. Wendy Rogers, who is the new president and vice chancellor at UPEI.
Hi, welcome. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Very well. Are you excited to be here with us this morning?
I am very excited to be here with you this morning.
I know, just for our little chat, you came to the island in May for your new role. So let's kind of start. Let's tell folks a little bit about you. Where were you born? Tell us what brought you to the island.
So I've lived all across the country. I was born in Edmonton. Didn't spend that much time there before I moved more easterly. Had a number of stops, including Toronto, Montreal, Moncton, and then back through a bunch of Ontario towns, and then back west where I spent a lot of my career so far at the University of Alberta, and then I was at the University of Northern British Columbia, about as far away as you can get from here and still here in one day, right before I took on this position at UPEI.
Okay, so you've done a lot of traveling. You've seen the majority of Canada, and now you're here in PEI. You arrived in advance of the summer. What are your first impressions of PEI?
Well, I keep saying, what's not to like? It's beautiful, obviously, and everybody's really friendly. And since I've got here in the summer, everybody keeps saying, well, summer here at PEI, it's the best. And yes. So it's hard to disagree with that. It's been a beautiful summer.
Yes.
Additionally, of course, I did start my job, so I've been learning and meeting everybody at UPEI.
Right.
And then there's a number of other, I mean, UPEI is so essential to the island, so I've been out meeting all kinds of islanders that are really interested and associated with the university. And then branching out even further into just all the islanders, because the university is so critical to everybody. So
it is so critical. And you have a big, big job there. And like you said, you are out and meeting people. That must be a lot to take on. You must go home and retreat in Stratford.
So, well, yeah, I have to go home and rest for sure. It is a lot. So I'm meeting everybody. I always tell everybody, even if I've met you before, I meet people in large groups.
Right.
Yes.
And so they introduce themselves to me, but I say, don't be afraid to just tell me your name one more time.
Right.
Because I'm very likely to recognize you. But if I meet 10 people at once, then sometimes the names don't all just stick. So I invite everybody to say that again, so yes. I get to meet them.
Welcome to our world.
Yes, it's so true. Yeah. But are you making connections? Because one thing that does happen here that I think that is unique to the island, or somewhat unique, is that you will, like, you'll see that, oh, so-and-so, like, you'll start to see this network of people, or know who knows who, and that sort of thing. Is that happening already?
It is happening already, and yes, so the networking is really important, and trying to figure out how to fit in with the networking and tell everybody everything in the right order, so that everybody's aware of what's going on. But it's a really nice community to work in for that reason, because people will connect on things more quickly, so you can move ahead in conversations and just engage more.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, I'm just going to jump in because, you know, with this position, you're only the second woman to hold the position of president and vice chancellor, following in the footsteps of a powerhouse, Dr. Elizabeth Betsy Epperly.
Yes.
And we remember Liz Epperly from way back in the day, 95 to 98, which was fantastic. So tell me what it's like to kind of walk in those footsteps and do something that's only really been done one other time.
Sure. So I had the great pleasure of meeting Dr. Epperly quite early
Amazing.
On. So
great.
She remains involved with the L.M. Montgomery Institute at UPEI, and they had their conference and she was at that. So I was able to go and hear her speak and also spend some time with her, which was really nice. She also wrote a really great book. And so read her book, of course. That's one thing I've been doing, is reading books about islanders by islanders. It sort of helped learn all of that.
You're smart.
So back to your question. Yeah, no, I mean, those are some big shoes to fill. And there's been some other very impressive presidents of UPEI.
Right.
And I think the most exciting thing about, I guess, just sticking with Dr. Epperly, is both of us have come in with a mandate to move the university forward, not just scholarly, scientific, and with education, but socially and culturally as well. So that's kind of exciting.
Incredible.
And that is exciting. And we had a little chat outside. It's so important. And I look forward to continuing our chat and seeing how we're moving that forward. Darce?
Dr. Wendy Rogers is the new president at UPEI and also our interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Not to be used as a personal flotation device.
Since 2004, 90% of women say they've done this to improve their appearance.
And unforgettable experiences. For tickets and a full list of events, visit fallflavors.ca.
A mix of sun and cloud today, wind northeast at 20, gusting to 40. Today's high is 21. Tonight is partly cloudy. Again, the wind from the north at 20, gusting to 40 and a low of 11. And tomorrow, it's Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 20. It's 15 in Summerside, 15 in Montague, 15 right here in Charlottetown. For Ocean 100.
7:47, eyes peeled for the flashing lights on school buses. Keep your eyes peeled for crossing guards and children making their way by foot to school. A lot of parent drop-offs happening right now, too. Let's be careful. Long weekend for Island students, too. Keep that in mind. They are off on Monday. We'll have more with our interesting Islander today, Dr. Wendy Rogers, the president at UPEI. In the city, it's Billy Idol, Ocean 100, 751. The secret sound did not go today for M&M Furniture, by the way. So that means that there's $1,600 in the jackpot this afternoon, which are at 410. So get ready for that. We'll be playing a little later on today, and you might walk into the weekend with $1,600. Dr. Wendy Rogers is our interesting Islander today. Tickled pink that you're here having a chat with us today. You're the new president at UPEI. If you could put it in a nutshell, what does the president at UPEI do? Is that too tough of a question? I said I'd only give you easy questions.
In a nutshell, the president oversees the running of the university and makes sure it's achieving its mission and mandate.
So you preside over the...
I wouldn't go that far. Not how I think.
I love it. Let's shout out. You mentioned that your husband is a golfer, so we should shout out the hubby.
Sure. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Ian.
And you said, are you a golfer too? Do you do any golfing?
Just only from the driving range sometimes.
Okay. Well, once because you're busy. You're everywhere these days. You're telling us stories of like one end of the island to the next and meeting lots of new people. And like, I mean, that's what you got to do in this situation. But, you know, I'm really hoping that maybe very soon when things start to settle down, you'll get a chance to really absorb Prince Edward Island because it's a fun spot. Any time of year.
Yes, it is.
Any time of year. Until
January.
Until the snowplow comes by after you've just finished shoveling and plows you back in. But we won't talk about that. Pretty prestigious that you're here today, too, right now, because this is our celebration calendar, which is the list of birthdays. And this is a sacred list that we share with people every day of folks that have sent in birthday requests. So, yeah, that's the look on your face like you are proud to be here. I enjoy that a lot.
Absolutely.
Let's dive in. It's also Draw Day Friday, so we're giving away a couple of bridge passes as well. Happy birthday to Tim Brighty. That's from your sister, Angie. Danny Burke is celebrating today from your bestie, Jace. Rihanna Ryan in Wellington is 20 today. Hey, that's a champagne birthday, guys. That's from Grammy and Grampy. Jack McLaren, happy 11th. Love Mom, Jesse, and Jada. Tomorrow, Jackson Scantlebury celebrates a 12th birthday from Mom, Madison, Carson, Mimi, and Papa. Jeff Smith in Sturgeon, happy birthday from Aunt Donna. Maybe Aunt Donna. Paul Wino Hennessy. Paul, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Paul.
74 today. That's from your brother Daryl and the rest of the family. Twins Wilford and Wilbert Durash celebrating last year in their sixth decade. You can do the math on that. That's with love from your family. Tomorrow, Ashley Murphy in Rice Point celebrates the 35th. Lauren Barrett is sweet 16 tomorrow. Love from the Stevensons. Tomorrow, wedding anniversary for Marina and Peter Holland in Cornwall. 39 years together. Congrats.
Congratulations.
And in another wedding anniversary for Paul and Denise Conway and Boncha, 27 years.
Wedding anniversary tomorrow, Randall and Mary Lou Parkman in Morrell, their 34th. Parker Graham, birthday in New Haven tomorrow. And Trent McDonald, 55th birthday in Crapo. His wife Andrea, sons Duncan and Elliot, and fur babies Charlie, Ollie, and Oscar. And also from his sisters in Alberta, Marlene and Brenda.
Jefferson in Sturgeon turning 53. Colleen McCrory, very happy birthday from Kim. Thatcher Painter in Freetown turning 9. Leah McCausland, 12th birthday. Best wishes from mom, dad, and her brothers and sisters. Leah is off to Somerset Consolidated today. On Sunday, Jensen Stead is turning 13. Happy birthday to you. Brad Muhlenkamp, a happy birthday from his family. Thomas Ellis turning 10. Love from all the family, Brackley Beach. Kim Farrell in Charlottetown, happy birthday to you. A wedding anniversary for Rodney and Tara McKenna. Love from mom, Dante, Isaac, Ashton, and fur baby Sadie. Rodney and Tara are in Summerside. Is that, that's a wedding anniversary. Did I say that, gang?
I think so, yeah.
There's so many. 16 years. Trent celebrating his 55th birthday from his wife, Andrea. Adam Spencer in Kensington turning 23. And on Sunday, Ava Burke turning 8. Happy birthday, love, mom, dad, and Reese.
Also, Dee Singleton. Happy birthday. Yeah, that's another one in the community.
It's in real time here.
Love mom and dad. Love mom and dad. All right, let's give away a couple of bridge passes. Melissa Cooper and Mitchell McCauley. We have your address. We will send you bridge passes. And Scott's got a birthday.
Yeah, I got one more. Oh. It's an anniversary wish for Aaron and Mary Sherry of Charlottetown. Happy 51st wedding anniversary on Sunday. That's with love from Troy and Marissa, Tasha and Tom, Megan and Mitch, and all the grandchildren.
Amazing.
Dr. Wendy Rogers is our interesting Islander. Did anyone text you for birthday wishes here? There, we seem to get a lot coming in late.
She turned her phone off.
I turned my phone off.
Okay. Wow. That's big. I like it. All right. Congratulations to our winners. We'll have more with Dr. Rogers coming up next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Sun and cloud and a high of 20. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, thanks very much, Scott Chapman. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia, and it's Draw Day Friday, so someone's about to win a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. Keith Moon was the drummer for this iconic British rock band. What band is it? Boys, oh boys, I had a wide range of guesses today. I did. Scott knows the right one.
The Who.
The Who is absolutely right. Congratulations to Molly O'Callaghan, our winner today of the $100 gift card from our friends at Robin's Donuts. Congratulations. We'll send you the details on how to pick up your prize.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch. Ocean 100.
Grand Funk, The Locomotion, Ocean 100. Sometimes I put my headphones on and everybody, like, I look down and I look back up and everybody's laughing and I'm like, oh, what did I happen to miss? I must have missed something.
Oh, just us being us, Darcy.
Yeah, I know. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. It is a great day today, Friday.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and it's 8:08, and we are hanging out today with Dr. Wendy Rogers, who's the new president at UPEI. Well, first and foremost, thank you for coming in and hanging out with us here today. All right.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's been a pleasure so far. We're getting to learn lots of things about you and about UPEI as well. But I had just had a two-part question for you. One, if I changed my major back in 2002 from arts to DJ... and then worked at the Wave a little bit and another bar and never actually got my degree, am I still considered an alumni? Can I still go to prestigious alumni events?
All learners at UPEI are alumni of UPEI forever. Amazing.
There you go.
And so amazing. I would say we also have lots of opportunities to finish off that degree, perhaps in
Absolutely.
Communications.
Absolutely. Maybe Stingray could sponsor me, too.
We want to stay connected to everybody.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, thank you.
A Bachelor of Arts with a major in DJ? Is that
major in DJ, yeah. My major was in DJ. I mean, it's worked out. It was a weird road to get to where I am today, but it worked out.
Look at you now. It is so lovely to have you with us, Dr. Rogers. Now, your education background was not in DJing, as Darcy's was. You have an academic background rooted in health sciences and kinesiology. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And also, part B is that your area of research, when I read about it, it's not necessarily second nature to me. So I'd love for you to explain as well the research that you've done over your career.
Sure. I think there should be majors in DJ, though. I might have missed an opportunity there, but nonetheless,
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
More geared toward the health sciences, kinesiology. So kinesiology has its roots in physical education and ergonomics is where it first started off, and then it moved away from, it was before my time even, so a long time ago, moved away from preparing teachers and more into improving people's physical activity performance and physical activity behaviors. So that's more where I came in. So started off a little bit on the sports side and improving the way that we coach children in sports and coach elite athletes in sport, and then moved on to adherence, because even in elite sport, if we want athletes to change their behavior or change the way that they're doing a particular skill, they have to actually adhere to that.
Yep.
And I was also involved in different physical activities, but I was a fitness instructor for a very long time, and it became very interesting at the beginning of a fitness class to look around and try to go, oh, well, you're going to stay, you're not going to stay, you're going to stay. And what kind of experiences were people having in that setting that encouraged them to keep on going or discouraged them? And so they would drop out. So started studying exercise initiation and adherence. And it's all about motivation.
Right.
Why are they there and what are they hoping to get out of that experience? And carried that on and did a lot of research into why people start physical activity and exercise programs. What happens to them both physically and motivationally, and what's the relationship between those two things? So if you're going in hoping that you're gonna, you know, be on a magazine model at the end of your session, does that become disappointing to you, or what's your expectation?
Right. Mm.
And then started looking at that in different kinds of rehabilitation contexts. So that's cardiac rehabilitation and pulmonary rehabilitation. So if a person's had a cardiac event and now they are prescribed exercise, that's their medical prescription, is to do more exercise and get that heart muscle and those respiratory muscles working a little bit better. That's a different kind of motivation, because now somebody told you that you have to do it. And so how do people handle that?
Yep.
There's a belief that, you know, there's a window that once you have a critical health event and now everything's going to change, that will improve adherence. It only does for a little short time. Mm-hmm. Then we're back into the regular motivation again, and just looking at how we can help people really persist with health behavior change.
Very interesting.
No, it is super interesting.
Yeah.
Whenever you said that you were teaching classes, then you'd like look up at the room and size up who's going to stay. I wonder if she's doing that here in our room right now. She looked at the three of us wondering, will the three of these guys stay in an exercise class with me?
Yeah. I'd stick it out.
I have to ask this though, in the simplest of terms, when you say like people coming to choose exercise, what is the main motivation? Just overall, like just physical, mental health, what is their reason?
It's multiple. So everybody joins for multiple reasons. There'll sort of be a dominant one and they're also looking for an experience while they're there. So even if you're coming in for a health-oriented reason.
Yep.
And we have to be careful not to be judgy about the reasons why people are there, because everybody wants to feel better. Everybody wants to be more healthy. Everybody wants to look better. Everybody wants to make friends. Everybody wants to have a good time. And so as we're going through all of these things, you never know which one is going to be the tipping point that they like it and they stay, or that just creates a negative experience for them and they leave. And then there's some behavioral components to that too. How much can you take? So lots of people, when they start off an exercise program or health behavior change, they're a little overambitious. So they're going to go from zero and then starting, well, we start on Monday for some reason, starting on Monday, they're going to do one thing every day and they're going to manage all that out. But if I asked any one of you, really, you're going to stick an hour a day into your days already and adhere to that for a long time.
Let's be real.
Is going to be difficult. Yeah. So there's a lot of structures around the edge of that. You know, when you get to the pool and you forgot your bathing suit, problem. And if it becomes too hard to organize whatever you have to do in order to get there and be prepared to go, problem. And then people just kind of quit. So how do we support them on that journey? So it's not about the reason. It's about the combination of reasons, the experience they have, and their comfort level with keeping up with all of that stuff as they're going along. There's a lot of social and other structural and scheduling aspects to behavior change that is really what supports the behavior.
Wow.
Going so forward. Interesting. Yeah. It's so neat that your career path and now here you are, the president at UPEI, with just so much knowledge there. I'm excited that you're in that role, like that you're going to bring so much to this on so many different levels. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's exciting to have you here.
Thank you.
Something that you're very proud about is UPEI Athletics. I mean, yes. as much as you definitely should be. We'll chat about that coming up next. Dr. Wendy Rogers, the president of UPEI, is our Interesting Islander today.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
The quicker picker-upper.
In a world where savings are rare, one optimal...
Feel good summer on Ocean 100. Powered by Mill River Resort. PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
It's Friday, and that is something wonderful. A mix of sun and cloud today. Wind northeast to 20, gusting to 40. Today's high is 21. Tonight is partly cloudy, some light wind and a low of 11. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 20. Right now, it's 15 in Summerside, 15 in Montague, 16 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100. How are you doing over there, Darce?
I had to sneeze.
I know.
Still
I saw that.
CCR, Bad Moon Rising. It's Ocean 100. Good morning. 8:21. School buses still doing their thing, so pay attention for the flashing lights. Just a little while longer. Just a little bit longer. We have been chatting this morning with our interesting islander, Dr. Wendy Rogers, the new president at UPEI. And I would assume with just hearing about your background in physiotherapy, kinesiology, the psychology behind that, you probably have a soft spot for varsity athletics.
Yes, they're very important.
And there's lots of great stuff going. Like, the athletics department at UPEI is bar none. And there's some great people behind the scenes at UPEI Athletics. There's some great people that have worked at UPEI Athletics and have gone on to other things. So let's chat about that really quick. How impressed are you so far with what you've seen from the athletics department at UPEI?
Sure. The athletics department is great and the teams are really great and the athletes are just so engaged with the university. I was able to go to a couple of new student events and the athletes were coming out to encourage the students to come out and enjoy the sports events, but also to get to know them as part of the community. I mean, the athletics events are such a great gathering opportunity for the university community as well as for the broader Charlottetown and PEI community to come in and watch those great student athletes perform, and they perform at a really high level. So it's a really positive, family-friendly experience.
And case in point, I mean, over the years, anybody that's been on the island knows that we have gotten university U sports championships here on the island for varying sports, both men and women's, like national championships.
Yes.
And we have another one of those coming up here very soon. Tell me about that.
Yeah, very exciting. So the U sports women's rugby championship is coming up at the end of October, beginning of November. So I encourage everybody to come out for that. There's a rugby game this weekend. And so you can watch the women getting ready to perform well in that competition early in their season. So that's going to be really exciting and a really great opportunity to showcase the university.
And get out there and bring the kids too, because you know what? This is going to be a top tier event on PEI, and we're on the heels of the Olympics. You know, Alicia Corrigan from PEI, arguably one of the biggest and best rugby players in Canada, right? So that shines a new spotlight on that sport, right? Then you have the U Sports Championships here. So make sure that the kids get out and watch some of this top shelf rugby, because it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that sports is really alive and well at university, yeah. And a great draw for kids when they want to go there. And there's the club sports as well as the varsity sports. Mm-hmm. So just lots of really great opportunities to participate.
All right. Dr. Hi. Wendy Rogers is our interesting Islander today, the new president at UPEI. This has been fantastic getting to know you. I hope we get to chat again, and I hope we bump into each other out at UPEI. I'll be attending all kinds of those sports events. I promise you that much.
Maybe you guys will do some DJing together somewhere.
If you want to learn it, I
feel like Dr. Rogers was up for that challenge. Maybe.
Maybe we need a new department out there, the entertainment department.
There's all kinds of talent.
She doesn't want our ideas right now, Jill.
No, there's all kinds of.
Well, we have a performing arts center. They do, so, yes. You know, all kinds of performances are possible.
I could be a professor yet.
Let's slow down, Darcy. I do want to say this. It's been such a pleasure to meet you and learn more about you. And obviously, the way you describe UPEI, its impact and importance for Charlottetown and Islanders and students across Canada and beyond. And you've got a big job ahead of you. You're looking at the academic side, and also, as you mentioned, the importance of ensuring that the university, you know, culturally, like behavior, like all of those things that that were here. And you're just it's so clear that you're the perfect person for this job. So I'm gonna put the hammer down and say, Dr. Rogers, we're excited for you and your new role, and can't wait to see just what the university does and continues to do.
Good. Well, thank you. Well, stay in touch. Let us know how the university is doing, and
you're
how
welcome
we
back
can
anytime.
Communicate with you. So thanks so much for inviting me.
You're an honorary DJ officially. I love it. Thanks. Okay. Have a great day.